Chapter 3 Crimson Canister. Repute of Doc Savage, man of bronze, man of mystery, had penetrated to many a remote corner of the earth. Men in Shanghai, Mozambique, Cartagena, and more than a few other out-of-the-way spots felt an impulse to look behind them when his name was mentioned, and upon hearing of his presence in the vicinity, would lose no time betaking themselves to other regions. Doc Savage had devoted his life to the often thankless, always perilous, and seemingly unending task of righting what he considered to be wrongs, of aiding the oppressed, and punishing evildoers, causing things to happen to them which not infrequently moved them to change their ways. Legends had grown up around this man, Doc Savage, attributing to him superhuman powers, the ability to do fabulous things, to accomplish the impossible. The Bronze Man did have powers, many of them, but they were hardly superhuman. To the laborer, the picture which a great artist puts upon a canvas may look like the work of genius, but the laborer does not see the years of grueling study which the artist put himself through. It was so with Doc Savage. Those who saw the things he did had no knowledge of the incredible exercise and study which had marked his life since childhood. Therefore they called him a muscular marvel and mental wizard. He was, too, if measured by ordinary standards.
"Doc Savage," mumbled the man who identified himself earlier as Professor Clarence Threlkeld Clement.
He seemed fascinated by the weird flake-gold eyes of his captor. They were remarkable, those flake-metal orbs. They seemed like pools of gold as fine as powder, stirred intermittently by tiny winds. Perhaps it was this life which gave them their aspect of hypnotic power.
"Where'd you come from?"
gulped the prisoner, finding his voice.
"We will go downstairs now," said Doc Savage.
His voice was somehow suggestive of a mechanism of great power under exquisite control. It held timbre, power, and the modulation was remarkable.
"Now look here," the other began. "You can't..."
His voice ended in a strange...